Hey, welcome back into Let's Get Local here on Saturday morning, March 20th for you of 2021. We continue on, and again, we got to thank our sponsors, Evolution Financial, and also Madison Water Utility. They have that toilet rebate program that we're going to talk with Amy Deming from the Water Utility in just a little bit about that. But first, we are checking our pulse. We're checking in with Denny over at Pulse Check Plus to get all this information about how we can keep people informed about CPR, about safety things that we need to know and continue on whether there's a pandemic or not. So, Denny, thanks for being on. We really appreciate your time today and talking to us about your business.
Hey, no problem. And actually, I'm Dan. My dad is Denny. It's a family-owned and operated business. And unfortunately, my dad's been feeling a little bit under the weather. So as director of operations, he asked me to come in and start talking to you.
Sorry, Dan. I appreciate that. Wow. Hope your dad gets better soon. And I know you guys do some really important work over there. Tell us more about Pulse Check Plus and what the business is about. And then we'll kind of talk about how you've gotten through this last year.
Yeah, our company is really focused on making sure that when we do any type of training, and we cover everything from basic level first aid up to basic life support for healthcare professionals. So CPR classes, first aid classes, custom classes. And it's important to get this out into the community in a way that isn't so, well, boring. If you've ever been through a CPR class in years past, it was very sterile. So we want to make sure that we get to people in a way that they engage. And when they walk out of that class, they feel comfortable and confident and willing to engage should a medical emergency arise.
Yeah, I think that's so critical. I mean, I've been through CPR classes and other things too. And if it isn't, you know, if you don't take away what you need to from that, then you're not getting what you really need to out of it to be able to perform that service for someone or that in a crisis situation. So what kind of things do you, without giving away or too many ideas to others, what kind of things do you do to help cement that for people, help make it where it just is an empowering experience for them?
Well, I think it's, first of all, covering the top three reasons people don't want to help in a medical emergency. One, they feel that someone around is more qualified than they are to help. Two, that they're too scared that they're going to make a mistake and do something wrong. And three, that there's a liability. And while they seem like three very good reasons, they're not really there. The most qualified person to do CPR in any setting is the person willing to do it first. As far as doing something wrong, if they need CPR, technically they're dead. You're not going to make them deader. So do something. And three, Good Samaritan laws in all the states are very solid. I'm a CPR survivor. So about 13 years ago, I was dead for about 22 minutes. And the only reason I'm alive today is a person who helped me had a CPR class a couple days prior. So it's important to let people know to do something. There's no wrong, whether you're just calling 911 or doing one compression. If you can do one, try two, maybe then try three. It's more about feeling comfortable trying and doing something. And I really wish more people would teach that way, because people walk out of our classes saying, I'm not as freaked out as I normally am.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's a situation that's can rattle a number of people. But if you're empowering them to be in that appropriate mindset, to feel confident about what they're doing, that's probably half the battle right there. So what kind of things do you do in the process to help, or what type of tips do you give to help people stay calm in those situations so they can basically execute what they've learned?
So staying calm is really not an option in a lot of those situations. There's going to be a level of panic, but I think people mistake panic and inaction. They are not the same. So we practice everything in a class. We do our assessment, our compressions, but we also tell people in the real world, it's not going to happen like it does in this classroom. So you may do things out of order. You may make up steps that weren't there. The CPR police are not around the corner ready to jump out and take away your CPR card because you did 27 compressions as opposed to 30. It's more about letting them know that this is a scary situation. And our job with CPR is to increase the chance of survival. It isn't necessarily about reviving. It's about giving somebody a chance. And I think when you take that weight of, this is about saving their life off and saying, look, if you do nothing, their chance is probably zero. But if you call 911 and do five compressions, maybe now that chance is 5%. And if you do 20, it's now 20%. It's letting them know that every step forward is giving them a better chance of survival.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that approach. Looking at your classes, I know you guys do basic life support, pediatric first aid. What kind of things, you know, talking about working with pediatrics, adults training on infant CPR, how is that different, and how can people, how important is that as well? Because how often do is that needed for kids?
It is a very important thing to have. And unfortunately, a number of years ago, when Toys R Us was still in existence, we used to do free classes at Babies R Us every month for new families coming in. Because when you have families with our itty bitties out there, we want to make sure that they know choking relief. And should something happen with CPR, that you know what to do. And a really good example of why we want to focus on pediatrics in certain cases. When people think about doing CPR in an infant, which is a terrifying thought, people are gentle. They want to treat that baby very carefully. But when it comes to CPR, you can't. We really need that depth of our compressions to be as deep as possible. And it's making sure people know that you're not going to hurt them by doing this. That's why in pediatric CPR, especially, we spend more time on that. But also choking relief, we talk about SIDS. Other really horrible things like shaken baby syndrome, mandated reporting. So in those levels of classes, we want to make sure that people understand why it's important and how we deal with kids is different than how we may deal with someone, say, who's 18, 19 or older.
Well, that's talk about a situation that's even a bit more frightening. Yeah. Trying to do CPR on a child, you really need to be able to understand and replicate what you learned, so you're feeling as comfortable as possible in that situation. So that's really critical. Now, I know you have also, you guys have some products that you sell in addition. So what kind of things can people purchase from Pulse Check Plus in your business?
So we do sell AEDs and the equipment necessary to maintain them. So first responder kits. We work with a real great company out of Florida called One Beat that helps provide us with some of the newest AEDs that are out there at really good prices. We also do different first aid kits, pocket masks, which right now with COVID, people are kind of really going more towards that hands-only side, which is still a great option. So first aid kits, masks, other things you may need for first aid, but AEDs are really one of the big things we push.
We're talking with Dan Grashek with Pulse Check Plus. Again, pulsecheckplus.com is where you can find out a bunch more information. I did want to ask you, Dan, so obviously you guys have done some public classes for individuals to sign up, but I'm sure you also do a lot with businesses to train employees. Yeah. Tell us about those efforts.
So those classes really only stopped during the lockdown. Right when the lockdown was over, they started right back up again. And we worked with a number of very large clients in not only the medical profession, but childcare, construction, reconstruction. There's a number of different groups we work with to ensure that they get that information. And those have been some of the biggest things we've been doing lately. And it's so important that people in just about any area in an industry have some level of training, because again, these things can happen on a job site. But more importantly, we tell people, if you're going to use these skills, it's probably going to be at home. But construction sites, obviously we need training there. Childcare, we obviously need training in there. And that's really what our focus is on.
I think it's such a valuable service, and especially for companies of all varieties, when you talk about something happening on, let's say, a construction site or places where you might not even have, you know, access to certain things. It can be critical, and every second counts, right? So tell people about how important the immediacy of the action is.
Well, I would have to say that indecision is one of the biggest killers in these types of emergencies, where people just don't know what to do. And it's important to point out, one of the things about first aid is, if you really want to break down first aid to what it is, it's the ability to recognize a medical or injury emergency, determine if advanced medical is necessary, and to keep that patient safe and stable till they get there. So it's important to point those things out as far as, look, we need to make sure someone's calling 911. Somebody is providing some level of care until they get there, and how to work their way through that. And it's those initial moments that are by far the most important, by getting people to act. And you'll find that once one person does, more people do from there. And that makes all the difference in any type of medical or injury emergency.
Dan, thanks so much for everything you guys do at PulseCheck Plus LLC. Thanks for being a great local business, a Dane by Local member, and telling us all about this today. Again, you, the listener, can find out more at PulseCheckPlus.com. Dan, have a great day, and thanks for your time.
You too. Thanks for having me.